Welcome to Shomar Shalom on the Daf, where I'm Sarim Daf and Ches. The Gemara Amud Beis concludes with a psukim that teach us that Korban HaTomid needs to be the first Korban that goes on the Mizbeach in the morning and the last Korban that goes on the Mizbeach in the evening, except for some exclusions, as we'll learn Beis Hashem in the next Daf. To explain a little bit more the importance of Korban HaTomid, and why this is the one who opens and closes the day with the Korbanos, it seems fitting to connect over here the Medrash, which is brought down in the Hagdama of the Kosev. The Kosev is one of the Mefarshim on the Sefer in Yaakov, which is the collection of all the Agadotos in Shas. And the Kosev in the Hagdama brings the Medrash. And the Medrash says the following. There was a machlokes, what is the pasuk which is koilil yosef, meaning what is the pasuk which is the most inclusive in the Torah, the pasuk which gathers all the Torah in it. So Ben Zoyma said that the pasuk is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Yichud Hashem. Ben Ana said the pasuk is Ve'ahavta L'Re'echa Kamoicha, loving your fellow friend. The Shimon Pazi said Matzinu pasuk koilel yoiser. The more inclusive pasuk is the pasuk that says esakeves echad tase haboiker veesakeves hasheni tase ben arba'im. The pasuk of korban hatovid. And then the medrash concludes and says omad raplani. Raplani means either his name or we don't know where it is. The omar halacha ke ben pazi. Halacha is like ben pazi. Now the mefarshim were trying to figure out where does this medrash come from. The Kosev himself says, I looked for this Medrash and I couldn't find where the source is. And the Yafet Toyar in the Medrash says, I think this Medrash is fabricated. It's not a Medrash. It's some kind of Talmud that wrote it. It really doesn't make sense. But many of the Mefarshim throughout the generations came to explain this Medrash. We have the Chidol, the Chasam Sofer, the Nesivos, many others explain different Pirushim in the Medrash. What does it mean? Why is Korban HaTomid, the Pasuk of Korban HaTomid, such an important Pasuk? Some wanted to say that it has to do, in general, the Avodah Beis HaMikdash. Some said it had to do with the Kapara of the Korbanos. But the one I want to focus on today is the Maharal, and the Siva Soyim, the Siva Ahavas Reya, that he brings this Medrash, quoted for the Kosev, and he says, you know what's the pshat, why this Pasuk is so important? Says the Maharal, and I'm quoting, Rotza loimar mashal odom oived Hashem Yisborach b'tmidus hagomor v'avdoi. The fact that a person works Hashem with tmidus, with no stop, with no separation, ukemoy sha'eved loisar avdusoi min odon shaloi, like the slave doesn't stop worshiping and working for his master, raku oivdoi tmidi, he works for him and he is a servant the whole time. Lachen omar sakev se'echot ha'savoyker. Meaning, the chiddush of Korban HaTomid is that it's every single day. Day in, day out, every day we worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, morning and evening, regardless what day it is. It's a Shabbos, it's a Yom Tov, it's Yom Kippur, it's Chol HaMoed. It's a Korban which is every single day. There are Korbanos which come once in a while. They have big milas to it. But Korban HaTomid represents tmidus, consistency, every single day. It's brought down the name of Meir Shapiro, that's what he said about the Daf Yoimi. The Daf Yoimi in general is like a tamid, because when you do learning every single day, then it's tmidus, you're always connected to it, connected to another Gemara and Menachas, which we're not going to go into today. But the idea of consistency is the hallmark of what Avdus is all about. This is what a slave is, someone who is completely connected to his master with no stop. And this really is the yisoid, the beginning of the halacha and the Shulchan Aruch, that a person has to be kriveh itim l'Torah, which the main idea is that a person has to make a set time every day that he learns, and he's not able to give up on that time. And if for some reason he had to miss the time, he has to be mashlemit, he has to fill it in, because that time is not his. He is an eved, he's a slave who does it in a consistent way. That's the yisoy, that's the concept of Korban HaTomid. And that's maybe the reason the Korban HaTomid is always the first and the last. There's many korbanos throughout the day, many different levels that a person can achieve through working, through worshiping, different things that we have. But the framework, what defines what a Eved Hashem is, the avoid of the korbanos, is Korban HaTamid, which is consistent, day in, day out, morning and evening, without a stop. That's the definition of Eved Hashem. That's why that pasuk is Koilul Be'Yisir. That includes the Kol HaTorah Kulo, and that's why that's the beginning and end of every day of Avodah in Beis HaMikdash. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.